A 53-year-old man from County Meath is in a critical condition in a Liverpool hospital this lunchtime after he was attacked in a pub outside the Anfield football ground before last night's match between Liverpool and Roma. Two men have been arrested in connection with the attack on Sean Cox, who lives in Dunboyne. Our London correspondent Fiona Mitchell has travelled to Liverpool and joins us from there now. Fiona, the police have issued a statement. The clubs involved have issued a statement. Where is this investigation at today?
Yes, well, obviously, this is an ongoing investigation. I'm outside the headquarters of Merseyside Police, and they issued that statement, as you say, last night after this incident happened. They are appealing for witnesses, anybody who may have seen anything in the area last night or have any information that they feel could be of value. They are asking them to come forward. That was a call echoed by Liverpool Football Club in a statement it issued, saying that it would give all the support it possibly could to Mr. Cox and his family, and they urged anyone who had any further information to go to the police. Roma Football Club also issuing a statement condemning the behaviour, the vile and abhorrent behaviour, as they called it, of a small number of fans at the event last night, saying that it had brought shame on the entire club. We also have a statement this lunchtime, Claire, from St. Peter's GAA Club in Dunboyne in County Meath. Sean Cox is a member there and has been for some time. The club saying that they're aware of the incident involving their club colleague Sean Cox in Anfield last night. They describe him as a long-serving and very popular member of St. Peter's GAA Club in Dunboyne, and that they hope that Sean is receiving all the medical care he requires and that he makes a full and speedy recovery.
Is there any news on the condition of Sean Cox this lunchtime, Fiona?
We have no further update. We were told last night that he is in a critical condition. We do know that he is being treated for a head injury and he is in hospital here in Liverpool. His family, we understand, are en route to Liverpool this morning and are coming to the hospital. There's been no further update as to his condition from the hospital so far this morning. So what we know at the moment is, as I say, from that statement that was issued last night, he remains in a critical condition.
Okay, Fiona Mitchell in Liverpool, thank you for that update, and there'll be more on that story, no doubt, throughout the day.